This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We got Power Rank. The Power Rank is coming up in about 20 minutes. But first, it is time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Kevin, I'm always curious about the other parts of sports. The parts where what we got into for this job. And Mike, you got into baseball because you liked baseball. Like, I don't know if it was because you saw your dad play baseball and you're like, oh.
Never saw my dad play
baseball. Did he have baseball around the house?
When he retired.
Okay. But you got into the game. You wanted to be like those guys. Like, that was 100%. Part of it. 100%. And that's the, like, we got into sports because we liked sports.
Sure.
And I think that was, like, the idea. I said this while we were out in Oxnard. My favorite part about it was that was my goal, was to go cover camp in Oxnard. That was the whole reason I was working in IT. All right. I was in a room by myself. There was nobody around. I had routers next to me. I was listening to Randy Galloway and I was like, man, that guy sounds like he is having a blast. And as much fun as he had to have had, interviewing, writing columns, and just being at the events and everything, listening to him on radio, it sounded like he just had a really good time trolling all y'all out there. That was right. Like the one, because he would say something and people like, Randy, you can't believe that. And he'd be like, I believe it with all of my core. And I just thought it was really entertaining because a lot of people took it, like they were so serious about sure. it and everything. And that was like the part where I was like, man, that sounds like a lot of fun. I want to do that. And then, Kevin, I start covering the Cowboys for DallasCowboys.com. I was at the morning news as a stringer writer covering high school sports. Eventually made my way over to the Star Courier, where you and I met. And we were covering sports, and that was a very pure time, right?
Yeah.
In that there's nothing other than maybe occasionally there's a group of parents that get mad and want the coach like fired or something because he didn't play their son. That was a very pure part of the sport.
Right.
Is you watch these kids go out there and they're trying to play for their future, like maybe get into college, maybe go on to the pros and all of that. The part that has been kind of like difficult, and sometimes I'm like, I don't care about that, is all the other crap. And I don't know when that became part of sports. Because, and I'm hoping that Reggie can get this cut up in just a few minutes, because there is a clip I really need. I'm hinging the entire segment on this one clip.
Oh my gosh.
And I know you're working on that too. Can we play the Mike McDaniels audio at the same time? Because I thought this was Friday, Kevin.
Yeah.
This is 2 weeks of Tua being out.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine what all of his press conferences were. This is Mike McDaniel at the Friday press conference last week.
Well, what do you guys think? Would it be crazy? Like, it's Friday, the game's on Sunday. And just hear me out on this. What if we talked about, for the first time all week,
the Vikings?
The Minnesota Vikings. No?
Maybe later. Tua or Teddy is out of protocol, or is either one on the cusp of exiting concussion protocol?
I mean, I just do what I'm told.
Oh, I have a Vikings question.
Cool. Slow clap.
Kirk Cousins.
Are you guys even going to the game? Like, what's going on?
Okay. Kirk Cousins has.
So that's like, can you imagine being the head coach of a football team where you are spending all of your days and hours planning for the next opponent,
right,
and thinking about, like, pining over, like, and you could take this into any sport. You're a runner, you're this, whatever it is, and all you're thinking about all day long is, man, I love this sport so much.
Right.
Then you get in and it's all, now you're sitting here going, all right, I got to have a discussion about Tua, or to the point of Friday when we have our conversation with Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
I don't really want to ask Jerry Jones about the lawsuit that has, that he had some sort of situation where he kissed somebody. I don't want to do that, allegedly. Yeah. I really don't want to talk about Dan Snyder with him. I care very little about the Stan Kroenke stuff. I really like talking about football games and what you're doing with the team and what, like, the whole approach to that. And I'm always curious about, like, to all of y'all, 877-881-1053, how much when we're talking throughout the day, how much of that stuff is just like, I can't wait to hear the new information on this. Now, this morning, Don Van Natta had some very good stuff. Like, I really enjoyed where Don Van Natta was going with the conversation on the story that he published at ESPN. And he had some really interesting thoughts on, look, Dan Snyder came out and said they didn't do something that we never published in our piece. Like we never said, yeah, this happened, even though the implication was there.
I didn't love that answer. I thought that was his own legalese to try to get out of that.
So, like, that's a big part of it. And Reggie has given me the thumbs up. Kevin, you know how much I love the sports night.
Yes.
This is a scene that I think every one of us sports fans kind of has experienced in the moment of, are we really doing sports here, or are we covering business? This is the TV show Sports Night, which was based on Dan Patrick and Keith Olbermann, and it was written by
Aaron Sorkin.
And he covered basically a news broadcast, and this is kind of the scene where that I'm kind of referring to here.
We have to talk.
What's happening?
Well, I've been thinking about this for a while. I mean, I want you to know that I've given this some thought.
I think yesterday's got to go in the first sentence. I'll tell you why.
I'm thinking about leaving the show.
For how long?
I've been thinking about it for a while now.
And I didn't ask you how long you were thinking about leaving the show. I asked you how long you were thinking about leaving the show for.
For good.
You get an offer?
No, I didn't get an offer, Danny. I'm not going to another show. I'm talking about getting out of sports.
Why?
Look, I'm just tired of it. All right?
Tired of what?
But first this. Sacramento power forward Jason Grissom was released by a judge in Houston this morning after posting a $5,000 bond. Which, by the way, he paid in cash, he happened to have in his pocket.
So Jason Grissom's a jackass. You know Jason Grissom.
Look, I got into this because I like getting people to like sports. And I've turned into a PR man for punks and thugs. Now, any atrocity, no matter how ridiculous or hideous or childish, it doesn't matter. I make it sports. 10-cent bag man whacks a skater's leg with a crowbar, that's sports. Second round draft pick gets cranked in a Houston bar, and that's sports. And let's not forget the mother of all great sports stories, a double homicide in Brentwood.
If you want to talk, I'm all for it. Really, I am. But let's talk about what you need to talk about, okay? The moral decay in American sports isn't the problem here, all right?
Look, it is the problem. I have a 7-year-old son that I get to see on Wednesdays and alternate weekends, and these are his heroes. And now 6 days a week, they're also his male role models.
Quitting your job, I'll do the trick.
Look, Danny, I know I'm leaving
in
the lurch.
No, I mean it. You should definitely quit your job, because that way sports will be good again.
Yeah. I know it's a long clip there, but it's a little
helium clip.
Yeah, it was a helium clip for some reason, but it's all right. That's kind of where sometimes I feel when all these Jerry's, like the Jerry story last night that popped with Bob Kraft,
right,
where he said, don't F with me.
Right.
That covers up every other thing that's going on, right? And all the other things that are going on with the Cowboys, honestly, are related to Jerry Jones, actually. A lot of business stuff that's going on. I mean, how much of the conversation really is the meat of where the Cowboys stand at the moment? What we want to know about what, you know, Dak's really doing out there on the field. Guys that are playing those really good stories. And I know it can't be all these, like, We did the Chronicles. We did Quarantine Chronicles for a long time. It can't be all these feel-good stories about life, because that's not what life is,
right?
At all. But sometimes I'm like, man, we're discussing the business part of football. And when did that happen? When did the business side of the sport become more important, or like take precedent right along the side of what the athletes are doing and why they're doing it? You know, like, you know, I look back at Vlad Guerrero. The reason he became one of my favorite players, dude grew up in a very poor place, hitting rocks with a stick. Like, that's how he played. That's how, like, you watch him hit a baseball. You're like, why did he swing at that pitch that bounced off the ground 4 feet in front of the plate? It's because he knew he could. Like, and the stories behind it were really cool. And I feel like there's been a little lost sight of that. And I can't imagine being Mike McDaniel on a daily basis going, I have to go talk about this Tua thing. And I'm not an expert on concussions. I'm an expert on drawing up plays to get Waddle open and seeing how, you know, and what that guy's going through whenever we don't win, and trying to figure out how to get him inspired for the next week so that we can go try and do something that's pretty special. It's just part of, I was kind of curious what our audience thinks and what you guys think about it. Because, Kevin, I know there are things that you bring up that I'm like, okay, all right, I'm glad that you got to talk about that.
Right.
But I really didn't have much interest in it, but I'm going to go look into it so that I can have a conversation about it. But the business side of sports suddenly became just as important as what the guys are doing on the field. And I just wanted to see where you guys were and what our listeners think about that.
I'm trying to be careful with the way I phrase this. I don't think that's our show. I think that's other shows. I think that's national shows that do that. Like, I definitely think we talk about things. But, like, all that stuff that you said, like all the stuff we were just talking about with owners meetings and Jerry and everything, like that all got condensed down to one segment that ended up being like 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Where I know other folks will, that's like the crux of their show, or like all that they want to talk about, both locally and nationally. And that's just not for me.
Yeah.
Because of the things that you're saying, because there's way more interesting stuff happening. Like, we've been talking about the Mavs season opening up. We've been talking about Dak coming back. And like, to your point, I'm way more interested in that, and that's why all of that got boiled down to the 11:22 segment. And if that's what you're all about, it's all there. Otherwise, I know other folks will like hit this again and again and again, and I just don't care that much.
I think there's a lot to go here, and I'll do this. Part of the business of sports that we have to really cover now is winning and losing doesn't mean you keep the team or lose the team.
Yeah.
So when my father played for the Texas Rangers, they sold the team. The team got bought and sold a whole bunch of times. Well, why is now, I'll use Ray Davis for example. Why isn't he going, man, I got to sell the team. We haven't won in 6 years and I'm losing so much money because there's a lot of TV money coming from Fox Sports and Bally Sports and from MLB making big deals with TNT / TBS / Fox that is on Fox and FS1. And so all of these things, and I know that I'm not talking about the negative part where did this person sexually assault somebody? Did this person do that? But I'm talking about the business part of it is we kind of have to cover, because this is why winning doesn't matter as much anymore in sports.
Yeah.
It's because they can make so much money off of the team without winning and losing being in. There's no revenue in winning and losing anymore.
I mean, to that point, like, I'm not kidding. The most popular and famous right now team in all the sports is the Dallas Cowboys. We have beat to death how long it's been since they won. Even the Lakers right now. The Lakers are the focus for the NBA. And if it's not them, it's probably like the Brooklyn Nets, because they're in big markets.
Well, and the Knicks and are the game of the night.
Yeah, and because they're in big markets and they have stars. And whether or not they win, that's like, you know, tangential to the whole situation. And when they do, it makes it even bigger deal. But the Cowboys are a big deal all the time, and they don't win. So that's hard for me to, you know, kind of reconcile as well.
I don't know exactly what tangential means, but I appreciate that you said it.
Right.
To add to that, I think at the end of that segment, at the end of that show, in that episode specifically, Casey and Robert, I can't remember his last. No, it's not Goulier, the other guy.
Is it Guillermo?
Yeah, they're sitting there watching a marathon runner who grew up without, like, didn't have shoes, win a marathon, and he's like, this is why you got into it. Go report this. And like, that's what gets me into this station. When I listen, and I listen to Mike, and he's talking about baseball pitching, I'm like, holy crap, you can't hear that anywhere else. Like, in the passion that Mike has for baseball and basketball, too. When I hear Broadus and Schiaffalo and Wolchuk breaking down the Cowboys, that's the stuff I love and crave, the stuff that those guys put out there. When I hear Reggie and Chris Arnold almost punching each other in the face because of their fandom. And Kevin, that's what I love about you. You're a fan. You didn't play.
Sure.
You missed a big shot in second grade because a girl was there. Like, that happens.
And I made the steal and everything.
But you're a passionate sports fan because you love the laundry, you love the team, you love watching something special happen. And I think sometimes a lot of the, like, I love watching something special happen too. But having that other junk that goes along with it sometimes gets in the way. So I want to be able to block that out a little bit. But man, that's kind of what I wanted to discuss a little bit today. And I'm glad I got y'all's thoughts. And I see a lot of the Tolos kind of agree with us. And that's why I like our show. And I like our station is because we're able to put out that kind of product consistently where we bring a lot of our sports passions here locally to the table every day.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, diving back to what's happening on the field and what has happened on the field. Power ranking, the power rankings, NFL style, next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.